I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
Okay, another edition of the NFL Roundup right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Thanks for hanging out. BYU and St. Mary's, one of the great basketball games that BYU gets to play every year is against St. Mary's. It's highly contested, usually.
Fight for second place.
The vying for second place that Mitch says, that sounds depressing, but in a conference where Gonzaga is the class of the whole country, frankly, it's an important one. So the whole thing is who can maybe get another at-large bid in the West Coast Conference. It starts tonight. BYU and St. Mary's both coming off a loss in their opening games in the West Coast Conference, but BYU was against Gonzaga. St. Mary's got upset by Santa Clara, so we'll see how this thing goes. Pre-game starts right here at the top of the hour, and then we'll have tip-off for you right here at 9 o'clock as well. Greg Rubel, Mark Duran on that call. Anyway, Scott, with the NFL, we got a lot to talk about because it appears that it's an all-but-done deal with Urban Meyer going to the Jags there in what we call advanced discussions, which I don't know if they had levels of discussions, but here we are. At advanced level discussions, he met with Shad Khan.
It's like player injuries. Questionable, probable,
right.
Doubtful.
He met with the Chargers. I was interested in the Chargers situation, but Urban Meyer is going to the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it's a team that's struggled, not just this year, but kind of over the last 6 or 8 years. They had one really special year kind of in the mix. In the middle of all that, where they upset the Patriots and they ended up being really close to getting to the Super Bowl, and they just fell off. You know, oh no, they blew out the
when
the
Tom
Steelers.
Coughlin was a coach for them back in the day. They were a good football team,
and they've always kind of been
never been a good football team. I don't know that it matters really, Alex, though, because what matters is now, and can Urban Meyer. Yeah, with free agency and with where they are as far as draft choices, he can turn the Jacksonville Jaguars around. The past is the past. I know this owner cheap, whatever. But I'm telling you, he can turn it around.
Now, my question is can a guy, even with maybe the most successful college football coach besides Nick Saban in the history of college football, and I think maybe even just as impressive because it's wherever he shows up, he just has massive success. And winning national championships, although, you know, Nick Saban did the same thing at LSU and at Alabama, but doing it at Florida that was kind of struggling, and then going straight to Ohio State and doing the same thing, having an undefeated season with Utah, you know, obviously having them break the bust of BCS, his reputation is he turns success into anything. Can that happen at the NFL level? And why does he want to do it right now, too? He could have gone to these big college programs and gotten $10 million a year, too.
But there comes a point where it's like, I've done that. I've climbed multiple mountains in college football. For me to go to Texas is like me going back to Ohio State or even USC. He can't go to a program and go, yeah, I'm going to turn it around. Because it'll just be like, well, yeah, of course, that's just kind of what you do. And I think he got burned out from it. But the challenge for him is his success in college football. That might be the challenge. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but he's a very, very demanding person. Very demanding person. And guys know there's a certain expectation, and he's going to hold you to that. And that's what great coaches do. And so, but it's the grind of his process. It's the grind of his off seasons and even in his season and even every day at practice. He's a guy who's very demanding with how you practice and how you prepare. And it'll be interesting to see if NFL guys will buy into that. Because a lot of NFL guys are kind of have a certain way about them. You think about Matt Patricia trying to implement the Bill Belichick way, and it didn't go over in right. Detroit. And so, you know, and maybe if Urban Meyer gets a guy like Trevor Lawrence and he's able to develop and groom him, because Troy Aikman was kind of in that situation when Jimmy Johnson took over for the Cowboys. And Jimmy Johnson was like, I'm going to have a certain way of doing it, and if you're not on board with the way that I do it, I'm going to get rid of you. And he really cleaned house. Now it was probably scary Jimmy Johnson's first year when he went 1-15, which wouldn't be too surprised if that happens in Jacksonville. Maybe they're a little bit better than that. But you can't expect Urban Meyer in his first year to just come out and go, hey, we're in the playoffs and contending for a Super Bowl. But I think given enough time, and if people buy into Urban Meyer's methodology, that the Jacksonville Jaguars could really take off. But that to me, I think, is the biggest hurdle he's going to have to overcome.
I'm wondering too, like, I don't know, like, on the one hand, I'm interested to see if guys can, like, I want to see if Urban Meyer can just go in there and in the next couple of seasons be a playoff team. You know what I mean? I don't know what the expectations are for them. If they're looking at it and Shad Khan is going, you better bring us a Super Bowl. You know, this is a team that Shad Khan's a guy that, you know, loves playing games over in London. I think his ultimate dream would be to kind of have the first NFL franchise in London. You know, he's kind of made no secret about that. But this is also a team that I don't know. I want to see how Urban Meyer does. It's a totally different environment. And so I'm kind of – I'm interested to see how this thing pans out for Urban Meyer.
Yeah. No, I am too. This could get real exciting because he's been so successful. And can it like transfer to the NFL? But you mentioned about him going to the Chargers and possibly the Detroit Lions. You know, all of that is just – it's just a way of negotiating. And so Urban goes, yeah, you really want – well, maybe I'm going to go to the Chargers.
I've got a couple of interviews.
I'm going to go talk to him.
Just call me, yeah.
Right. And they go, well, we don't want you to talk to the Chargers. We want you to be our guy. And then Urban Meyer says, okay, well, I also get control over this. And so – and it's not so much money because he's going to be paid handsomely regardless. It's about controlling certain situations. And that's a dangerous place to go, because we had this discussion the other night about – Why are they always so terrible? And it's like, because they have really crappy scouting departments and personnel departments. They're not very well organized. They're not very thorough in what they do. And it'll be really hard for a guy like Urban Meyer, and he'll want to do it because he's in every little detail of his program and what happens. He's going to want a big say-so in the players that they get to bring to Jacksonville. That may be the biggest probably discussion and debate that they're having right now. I mean, that's probably why he hasn't been named the coach yet, is how much control are you going to give me?
Next up on our NFL roundup here, Doug Peterson. The firing of Doug Peterson has enthralled us because it's a guy who brought a city their first Super Bowl win less than 3 years ago, and now he's been unceremoniously left in the wake of a firing. But now it's kind of coming forward that it was because of his thoughts on Jalen Hurts as a starter over Carson Wentz, and the ownership group was not ready, I think, and the GM were not ready to accept that because it was such a – Carson Wentz is their guy, and Doug Peterson says, I don't think he is.
Yeah, and what you run into is after 4 years, you go, where is Carson Wentz? I mean, because everyone's going to get 4 years. And if you see improvement, you see a guy getting better, and you don't. You see regression in Carson Wentz. And I don't know what happened there. I really don't know what happened. But Carson Wentz fell off the world this football season. And there's kind of a – I don't know. There was always something kind of there all along. You know, it's like he had that amazing year, and yet another guy comes in and wins a Super Bowl, and I really think it impacted Carson in a negative way. It's like, gosh, you know, if he can win a Super Bowl, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? And the reality is, Alex, these organizations don't want to look stupid. Like we picked him too in the draft. And he better work out, and you better figure out how to make him work out, because we don't want to look stupid. And money wise, it's gonna kill the Eagles. Like,
to have him as a backup?
to get rid of him.
Yeah,
and to go, we just all that money is gone.
All right, let's take the break here. We'll come back. We've got our 2 minute drill to wrap things up here on a shortened edition of KSL's Unrivaled as we walk you up to BYU coverage here against St. Mary's. Pregame coming right up here at the top of the hour. Then tip off at 9 p.m. Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.